VXQ, I'm up here.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KDAZXQ, clear on the left here.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WDHCRQ testing in and out.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8, Whiskey Sierra Romeo, doing a radio check.
You sound fantastic.
Well, thank you. I'm operating at 3 watts on a KX3. Thank you for the radio check.
Roger that. I'm a little bit over 10 watts on a GP9 on a 40-foot tower. 7-3. Kilo Fox Trite 8, Delta Charlie. KB800E Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
ADA-OOE. ADA-OOE. ADA-TDK.
Phil, how's it going?
Give me a sec.
You're connected to CMN Network.
That was the boss. Where are you at right now?
Almost to 94 and 90.
Yeah, a little breakity break on the signal. Yeah, it's brutally hot outside, isn't it, Mr. KD8OEKHEK?
Yeah, it's a scorcher. I don't know how much of this I can take. I'm going to try to get all this work done. Get back up there and get in the swimming pool.
That sounds like a mighty fine idea. I remember back in the day when we had a swimming pool here.
It needs to happen, I think. I don't know, my back's leaking mostly.
That's one way for me to get rid of some of mine. It'll spin out and liquefy, and maybe it'll run off.
Huh. Picked up a Slurpee before we went down. That was a great idea.
Dude, I haven't had one of those in years. When I worked in Flint in the shop, Jeff and I, we would go up to 7-Eleven at our lunchtime, and we'd grab a big old gonzo-sized Slurpee, you know. When we would walk in that shop at 5 in the morning, I was in the Low Bay area up on the hill. It would already be 75 degrees or hotter in there, and the sun wasn't even up there. I mean, it's 5 in the morning, you know. By the time it was noon, you couldn't even stand still in there, and you would just be sweating profusely. It was terrible. It would be 100-something degrees in there, you know. But those doggone Slurpees and all that ice and stuff, man, that made it terrible.
Oh, yeah. That job I worked in LaPierre was like that. 8 years of that. I work up in the one end of it, and it was higher up. The heat would just come blowing up that aisle, up into that end of it. Just a scorcher.
Yeah, it's brutal, man. When I worked at, the trash people, the girl just tried to lift up a part of a X-frame for a crib and landed on her foot. Now she's out there lifting. She didn't lift it up very carefully. And it's all just smaller pieces. I remember working in those shops like that. And it's funny because I spent my last 19 and a half years working down there in Canton, and the place was air conditioned.
Your stats are fourth of July. You can check and see if you can find a couple of kayaks.
Yeah, well, when I get this damn place straightened up and organized and all that good stuff, and I have a place to store a couple of them, keep them in good shape, I'll definitely be getting some kayaks. But I want the type that you can sit in and have a little gear in it and fish out of, et cetera, maybe even hunt out of, I don't know. But that's what I'm really thinking I would want.
Yeah, KB8OE. I can't complain. I mean, I still do, but I probably shouldn't. Anyway. She wants me to tell you I fell out of mine. We were, it was beached them right up on the shore. And I was so exhausted. My shoulders hurt. And I was trying to crawl up by that thing. And I'm all top end, you know. So I tried to get up on the back of the seat. I got up on there and just fell right over into the... I wasn't going to go swimming, but I was all covered sand and everything else. So I got out, got in the water a little bit and rinsed off. But I fell out of there like a beached whale. Oh, man, that's funny. When I was a kid, we spent a lot of time down at the beach, and mostly up in Benzie County on Crystal Lake or over on Alberta Beach, Lake Michigan and stuff, you know. And I must have been a peculiar child because I never liked the feeling of sand on my legs and stuff. Like when you're trying to dry off and you got either clothes or pants on and you're done, man, that sand down in your sock and all that, I abhorred that feeling. So you have to go in the water and try to get all the sand and everything off you and then somehow get your shoes or something on and not manage to get some sand back in there, you know. So you've seen the pictures of them commercial felt cans and stainless cans I got, right? Oh, yeah, and you sent me that thing this afternoon or this morning. I briefly looked at it, and I figured I'd check it out further. Because I like to have stuff like that. I've got some camping gear. Our tent blew away, just destroyed. But I have some other tents out there. But they're real, the short little dome tents with two or three of them zipped together with tunnels and stuff. And that's fine for children. But I don't, you know, if I'm going to backpack and have like a little ultralight thing where you got to crawl around, that's fine. But if I'm going to camp in comfort and have a radio with me and all that stuff, well, I want something I can at least almost stand upright in at the very least, right? So anyway, the milk containers, we go down there and you carry two of them. You don't even want to fill them all the way up because they're heavy. They got to be 10 gallons, 7 to 10 gallons. I probably thought they were 5, but I think they're a lot bigger than that. So we set the one on the fire, and we'll put eggs in before we start warming up. Put some eggs in there. Now we got these UHT chili, bags of chili we're going to put in there when we do the eggs. And so what the cool part is, you know, that water cooled down a little bit. You got to get washed up for dishes, and then I keep one there for cleaning up. Soaking my feet in and stuff, or just washing my feet off in general. But I wash my feet in there because I can't stand having dirty feet. And I don't care if I'm camping. I'll walk up from the beach barefooted or in sandals, but I want to wash my feet, dry them, and put them in a pair of socks, period. Just the way it is. I don't like having funky feet getting in the bed like that. Really doing much else with funky feet. I like to wash them off warm to hot water. Oh, yeah. It reminds me when I was a kid, like I was saying, up there, up on the beaches. And we had this big old farmhouse in the upstairs, man. It must have been 100-plus degrees in there in summer evenings in August and July and stuff. At any rate, who knows when those bed sheets were changed last, and all the cousins, I mean, some of my cousins, there's 8 kids in one family and stuff. Well, you get in that bed and you feel that sand in those sheets and stuff. You're like, oh my God, you're sweating and it's sand sticking to you. It's funny because I was mentioning and talking to my mom, reminiscing about when we were kids and camping up there with all the ants and all those and stuff. And you're like me, man. I want my feet clean and preferably socks on, right? Absolutely, can't eat all these. Anyways, so there's a few things there if you notice, you know, and it's a primitive campground. There's no light, there's no, you know, there's no running water, there's no showers. They got faultless bathrooms, but I like keeping things clean and relatively orderly as far as that goes, and that really helps those milk jugs. Now I sent you a link to where they drop ship them to Walmart. That was a pretty good price, I thought, for the same thing. But you really need one for cold water and one for hot water. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't hurt It wouldn't hurt to have a third one just to test them, but, you know, I'd follow you 100%. I'm not supposing I'm going to get lucky and find a couple on sale somewhere on the side of it. Road I do was fortunate enough to find, although marketplace or something, right? But hey, did you happen to see what price they were asking for those new ones?
I don't know. They were the cheapest
ones I found, so I sent everybody I liked a link to them. If you go back a little further in our links, you'll find them. There were actual links, I believe. They dropped ship them at Walmart. They were cheap. Everybody else wants $100 for them. They were like 35 or 45 or something.
All right, cool. What do they call them, like, if you were to search for them? Milk jugs or stainless water? What do they call them?
Yeah, I don't know. You have to look back, scroll back through. You'll find them. They're not that old a link. They're before we left.
Okay. Heck yeah. I mean, you know, you're right about making camp organized and clean. And, you know, if you guys do that a lot, or like Cheryl and I were doing that a lot, to try to make like little racks, the way to organize and keep stuff together and everything, would be pretty cool. You know, almost like a check wagon where everything's got its place, little home there, and it's all kept nice and good shape and everything, you know?
Yeah, they are. You guys are welcome to come up. We'll be up there by about, I'm hoping to be up there before 2, have everything all set up and relaxed, and get the minnow traps in the water before dark, and be set up and out fishing in the morning.
That's cool. Thank you. What kind of fish do you expect to catch in that lake up there, or the river, whatever you're fishing in? What are they typically, what specimens are there?
Well, all sorts of fish. I mean, bluegill, sunfish, bass. You know, caught a couple of them were perch. And get some perch all the time. I need to pick up some crappie rigs. And then, Staten, I would like to build some crayfish traps, but I ain't gonna have enough time up there. I thought I was the last time, but they're too busy setting up. She never camped with that before. Now she's got an idea what's going on. It'll be a lot easier, quicker setup.
That's cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. I wonder what the weather will be like next week while you're up there. Is it actually supposed to be reasonable or what?
I don't know. Don't even care as long as we get the way. It's pretty bad because of the red oak disease up there. A lot of the trees that are in the campground, pretty much most of them are pine. Hopefully I can find another spot like the one we had. That's the antenna. It's about perfect. Aimed down here at you, but, you know, obviously FBI has with the door. But be able to make that distance on 1 watt is pretty cool, I thought.
That's cool. Hey, when you're fishing up there now this time, are you going to be fishing for a little fish fry, or are you going to release everything? What's your thoughts?
Copy
that.
Try it again.
I was going to say, this time up there fishing, are you going to fish and hopefully have a fish fry, or do you plan on just releasing everything, just kind of sport fishing?
You know, we've done those hobo tunas on the fire, so we'll probably do them the same, wrap them up and boil some butter and bacon grease or something, and put them in there, olive oil and a little seasoning or something like that. I mean, I'll scale them, but knock them out. You know, what we really want to do is the crayfish trap, put the fish up inside of the trap, catch crayfish, but we're probably going to be able to do it this time. But that place is loaded with huge crayfish.
Awesome, man. When we used to walk out from the shore by the farm on Crystal Lake my grandma had, and it was on the south side of Crystal Lake, at any rate, over by 115, at any rate, it was kind of these smooth rocks, you know, for a good little ways as you walked out there, and they're, you know, they're real smooth and decent size, a lot of them, and we used to get these big bluish-looking crayfish out there. There used to be kind of a few of them. You wouldn't see those muddy brownish looking ones as much as you see the bluer looking ones. Have you ever seen those before?
Exactly. My dog's screaming his head off because he knows where we're at. What? The bluish what now?
Crayfish. We used to, up off of the lake on Crystal, we used to get these, they're kind of blue looking. They're instead of like a rusty brownish red muddy looking, they were blue.
Yup. They've got those at a few of those lakes around there. But they're pretty good size. We had a bunch of them when we were kids and boiled them up and ate them. They were pretty good.
Yeah, they're always fun when you're a kid and messing around with them until you get pinched a few times really good.
Yeah, Clamp, what, right on. Rick's younger brother was my age, right? I clamped one right on his tent nipple.
Well, I bet he jumped around like he was on fire. K-D-O-E-K-D-O-E-K-D-O-E-K.
Off running. He finally caught up to me. He was a half a head taller than me. He went to swinging on me.
Yeah, I'll bet that was quite a spectacle, man.
Yeah, we played some horrible pranks on each other over the years. I miss him. He was nuts. He's almost crazy as I am.
Talk about making jokes. We had a friend, Chad, and he would fall asleep all the time. We'd all do the partying. He used to go to Ted and Ken's cousin's place in Rochester. He was down taking care of his dad. Long story there. Anyway, so we used to hang out, party, drink beer, smoke and everything, you know, listen to music and whatnot. And Ted would always fall asleep. So one time we come up with this idea. They put mustard on his glasses that he was wearing, and they set all the clocks way ahead and turned the television to it, just like raster, you know? And we all hid except for his cousin that lived there, and he shook Ted and said, hey, wake up, man. You probably should go home now. What time is it? And actually, I think I messed up, and it was two different times. One time we pulled that, and he thought it was real late. He left, and he got home, he was pissed. He called back and dreamed us all out for having played a prank on him. But another time they put the mustard on his glasses and he went to wake up and thought he was blind and started hollering and stuff. It was like hilarious, man. But we did have some fun at his expense. Boy, it was years back, you know.
Yeah, most of my friends that we did stuff like that, most of them guys are dead.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ted passed away like a year ago, and less than 6 months later, his brother, Timothy, passed away, man. Ken, his older brother, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him since I was 12. The poor guy, he's just like, the last time I was visiting, he started crying, talking about the old days and stuff, you know. It was very tough on him, lose two brothers so quickly, you know.
We're here with Jeff and Charlene. They got to jump out and get some measurements to this wood. I got to make this framework under the kitchen sink. And then I got to pull these brakes the rest of the way down, wheel bearings. And then we're going to head down and get plumbing parts. And Jeep parts. So hopefully we can round everything up, get everything back together tonight, and then get that Jeep out of there.
Cool, man. All right, Mike. Good luck with everything. Catch you later. Have a good bottle of luck compared to my stuff. 7-3, man. Talk to you later. K-D-A-O-O-E. K-E-A-T-E-K.
7-3, I'll yell later on here and see if we can get at you. My dog just adores these people. We pulled in the driveway. It's funny. I can't believe she didn't come to the door, but he's screaming at the house. Ay, 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 ay! Because he knows him. And he's up the ramp looking at the door, trying to get in the house now. So I'm going to let him in there, let him raise a little cane in the house, and then I'm going to get these measurements, and hopefully I get something together to stabilize this thing. They got a wax ring leaking under the crap of the thing. Got plumbing to do, and then I got my front end parts to get off of this car, and then there's 123 variations of this braking system. I just can't wait to find out that we got the most expensive ones. I already ordered most of the parts, but it's still going to cost you another $200. 73 Kitty at
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KSA-FJS, listening. KSA-FJS, listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Delta Mike X-ray, WADMX, Columbus, Ohio, 18-wheel mobile. I have a copy on this mobile here. I mean, I know I've been having mic problems. The handle here is Kevin. WADMX still monitoring the frequency. Whiskey 8 Delta Mike X-ray, WADMX, 18-wheel mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
I check on a new microphone. It went bad earlier. I got it straightened out, but it's working. The handle here is Kevin, and the call sign is Whiskey 8 Delta Mike X-ray.
Okay, F8FKX, listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.